This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back. You're on Spoken Word on Joy 94.9. I am James, your host, and we have a very special guest tonight, Michael Reynolds, photographer and poet extraordinaire from Brunswick. And I feel bad because the last time I went to the Passionate Tongues gig at Brunswick, it was the week that it was destroyed. So I feel like it's my fault. Because a few years ago, 2018, was it?
Yes, March. I think it was March 2018. Yes, yeah. Some young guy in their daddy's Mercedes.
You said that very
screaming
nicely.
Around the corner and hit a fire hydrant, and the resulting cascade of water caused structural damage to the building.
I love that pub. There's something about being on that stage with the curtains and the big B next to it, and you're trying to perform all you can hear is the clang of the trams and the revs of Harleys and.
With someone in the background on the on the Deer Hunter arcade game going, yeehaw, pow, pow, pow. Yeah.
and people playing pool that you swear they were going to try to throw the balls at you. I got the ones. Well, it looks like we got a thank you, Jennifer, who just messaged us saying, hi, James, love the show tonight. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And this is inspiring, bringing me back to poetry, Michael. I'm eager to hear more. And that was from 022. So thank you so much for the message we've got so far tonight. That's three and not so bad. That's pretty good. So would you like to read another piece, Michael?
Yes. This one's out of my chapbook, Upon Finding a Chair in the Forest. And early on I was advised never to finish a line with a question mark. So I thought, nah, bugger that. This is a poem where every line finishes with a question mark. It's called Fabric of Feeling. Does it feel comfortable on your skin? Does it hang loose or restrict your movements? Does it fray easily? Was it tailor-made or off the rack? Is it pressed, iron-free or rumpled? Is it stained, clean? Do you wash it? Does someone else? Do you keep a wardrobe of feelings? How do you choose which one to wear? Is it chosen for you? If it's torn, do you mend it or replace it? Does the fabric of feeling reveal your figure, or do you wear it to hide your body? Do you know what you wear? Do you care if others don't like it? Would you rather wear a different feeling? Can you?
Wow, that's very dramatic. I love it when people tell you rules about writing, especially writing poetry, because there is no such thing as a rule for poetry.
Mm.
That's why there's hundreds of different styles and genres and formats, and as long as it's good, you can sort of get away with anything.
Oh yes, yes. There's a couple of different forms of poetry in this one, standard forms, and one of them's a set of three senru, which is like haiku, but it's about human behaviour rather than about nature. Three senrus. Poetry reading. Pigeons nod and coo in audience. Poetry reading. Audience listens keenly to outside noises. Poetry reading. Performer in back bar packs the front bar.
That sounds very much like my first gig.
And yes, I like taking the Mickey out of poetry forms.
Yes.
And another one I've done that to is the permutation poem.
Oh wow!
Permutation poem, as you know, is one line over and over again, but the words are in a different order.
Yeah, I can never get it right. It just becomes gibberish when I do it.
But this takes permutations to a bit of an extreme. And I dedicated this one to Jazz H. Duke, the wonderful performance poet who passed away in 1992. This is a sound poem. This poem is a sound. Is this a poem sound? Is this sound a poem? Is a poem this sound? This is a poem sound. A poem is this sound. This poem is sound, A. This soem is a pound. Thoem is a piss sound. This is a pose mound. His son is a dumb poet. This, a poem, is no sud. O Sodom, this is a pun. Poems sound a thissy. So this is a nud poem. Poo me, this is the sun. I know as I doth mess up. A po is un, so is the dum. That is so undum, o is. Unpo ethos is mad. Sisasothy done, poem. Ha pussy is dent, moo. This a poem isn't so ud.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, Michael. That was... how long did that sort of thing take you to write, that sort of premiere poem?
Strange that it only took me probably about 10 minutes to write, but it took about 6 or 7 hours to put them in the order that I was happy with.
Yeah, I can.
Because it sort of had to go in its in an order of manicness, so to speak, and then getting up to a bit of a crescendo, and then pulling myself back, and getting up to this to a crescendo again.
That's the trick. That's the trick with art, knowing when to pull back.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just becomes. Otherwise, it just becomes. Insane. I've been trying for years to successfully write the sestina. And the sestina is a 6-line Irish poem, but the six words move in every line of the poem, and it's very hard. I think if I could speak Gaelic, I think I could be able to do it. I reckon. We've had a great night so far, but now we have to take this in a very serious direction. Something very controversial has been announced in the last few days.
Oh, yes.
About this revive, the arts, is it revive or demise? I'm not quite sure what's going on with this. But so there is apparently there is an idea to instate, to create, rather install, whatever you want to call it, a Poet Laureate of Australia.
Oh, they have announced it. Yes. It will definitely happen.
So how do you think it's going to work?
I wouldn't have the foggiest notion how they're going to pick one. I do hope that it will be that some kind of board will form to pick one. Who is going to be on the board to pick one? I mean, the board might consist of 10 potential poet laureates themselves.
Yeah, yes.
But what I would hate to see is someone who puts themselves up as a gatekeeper to good poetry.
And that's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm
yes.
Because it happens every time. Every time there's a major literary prize, that's what happens. There's the board become the gatekeepers, and the same voice is always heard. This is the same argument why I don't think we need to have a canon in Australian poetry, because it's the same problem. There's always gatekeepers. Like, most of the 20th century of poetry in Australia is not taught. Like John Shaw Neilson, for example, who's a very, very famous poet of his time.
But I really think that it could be very easy to find someone if you have certain guidelines. And what I would love to see is someone who is a, I mean, you definitely want a quality poet there, but you want the right quality poet, someone who's got got the track work, who's got a background of having the common connection.
Yes.
You don't you don't want someone to say, you know, I deserve to be because I've been in a university for 10 years. You want someone
permanent.
you want someone who has published in street press.
Yes.
But still has the integrity of someone who's a top poet. Someone who can be listened to by the common person.
Yes.
And I do believe it should be. Two people spring to mind from Melbourne. Then I'll put two names forward that I'm pretty sure everyone would say, "What the hell did you say them for?" But
this would be good. We're going to get death threats now. This would be good.
someone like Grant Caldwell or Kevin Brophy, because they've got the track record of being on at the pub poetry level at some time, and also in highest academia, and if you ever sit down with them at a poetry gig, they treat you as an equal, no matter who you are.
I've always noticed that about
Kevin. And it's someone. It's got to be someone like either of them. And for that reason, also, two people who have brought poetry to the people through their stage work, through their radio work, and they are writing beautiful, wonderful poetry at the moment. And they are getting awards for it too. What they've done has actually shocked people at how good they are. It's not how good they've become, it's how good they've always been. These two people who should be in the mix are David Stavanger and Tug Dumley.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, we're going to get some complaints.
Oh yes.
David. I'm not familiar with much of Tug's work. I've had a lot of arguments with him on Facebook over the years, but because we have very different views. Although I think he's just taking the piss out of me half the time. But David is an incredible poet.
Yes, absolutely.
See, my problem with it would be is that if it was in a government position, like there's 70 grand a year coming from the government, yada yada, would you have to be a mouthpiece for the government? Because I know the Australian.
I don't think you need to be.
Yeah.
I really don't think that would even enter into it. Whoever chooses the poet laureate, I think the people tasked with choosing them, they should have the last word. They shouldn't have anyone overriding them.
No, I agree. I see that there's lots of good intentions there, but I can just see how easy it could be corrupted, like gatekeeping and things like that.
And no matter who you pick, there's always going to be people who are going to say, why are they poet laureate?
Yeah, and I still argue that we still need to have an audience before we can have a laureate. So that's my thing. I think we're going to go to another station break and then we'll come back and say our goodbyes, I think.
You're listening to Spoken Word on Joy 94.9.
What is intersex? Not everyone's bodies can be neatly categorised into male or female. This, quite frankly, should be nobody else's business. But in a deeply gendered world, it can lead to stigma, discrimination, and harm. Intersex is an umbrella term that covers a range of bodily variations. Depending on your definition, having intersex characteristics is about as common as having red hair. Want to learn more? Check out Joy's inclusion and diversity training. Visit joy.org.au/services.
There's something thrilling and empowering about becoming a radio presenter, believe me. So why not sign up for Joy's next radio training course and get yourself and the skills and knowledge needed to bring your personality to the airwaves, just like our host James this evening. The next face-to-face course with Joy's most talented broadcasters begins on Saturday, February the 4th. That's this Saturday, and it runs for 9 weeks. There is still time to enroll, so find out more. Head to joy.org.au/services, and this is the Joy Community Service message.
Welcome back, and this is Joy 94.9. You're listening to Spoken Word with James. My very special guest, my inaugural guest, is Michael Reynolds. And we're just discussing the policy now for the government. So you're in Melbourne, you were thinking of Kevin Brophy and Grant Caldwell.
Yes.
I was just thinking, I was just saying just off air, I know we're going to wrap up in a moment, but it would have really put the cat amongst the pigeons if Les Murray and Clive James were still alive.
Oh, my word, yes.
Because they are hated on all sides. Mm. Because, well, especially Clive, but Les Murray was hated by everyone who's left, and especially in the last few years of his life. And Clive James was always accused of being the TV host playing it poet. So it was. It would have been very interesting. I don't think they would have accepted it, though. Les might have, but not Clive.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, actually, yeah. He was very much a snob. I love him. He's my favorite. One of my favorite poets. So we're going to wrap up now. Say goodbyes. Thank you everyone for listening to our first show. Thank you everyone.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.